Welcome to North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. North Coast Conversation is dedicated to events and issues affecting Lorain County. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. On today's program, we will talk with Colleen Waltz from United Way of Greater Lorain County. They have their special Night at a Bee coming up. And also on today's show, Laura Malone with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, looking at some of the activities and ways that they help fund great causes in the community. Now, this week's North Coast Conversation. We're joined today by Colleen Waltz from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, and they've got the special event coming up, Night at the Bee. It's their signature event. It's coming up on Friday, April 19th. And Colleen, it's at a new location this year, right?
It is. Yeah, it is at a new location. We're going to switch it up a little bit. So yeah, like you said, it's Friday, April 19th. It's going to be at Lorain County Community College at the Spitzer Conference Center. Very excited to be there. We've held other events at United Way there. And yeah, we're excited to see how it goes and hope all of the folks in the community come out and welcome.
I remember when it was originally just sort of Spellebrate. It was kind of like a spelling bee for adults, kind of a thing like that. But it's branched off a number of years ago to include some other things. Talk about some of the different areas of competition that your teams will be competing in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're exactly right. Pre-pandemic, it was solely a spelling bee. So it was just folks in the community would have teams of four and they would compete in a spelling bee challenge. Since the pandemic, we noticed that folks wanted to actually do more than just a spelling bee. So we opened it up during the pandemic when we were doing this virtually as an event. And we now have a history, STEM, and an art Pictionary bee. So history is more like, you know, trivia, what you would learn at an eighth grade level. We have STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So this is kind of the are you smarter than a fifth grader, STEM, history, things there. And then we have the art, which is solely a Pictionary bee. So these are really common things that kids are learning in our school system. So we tried to bring it all in-house over those four categories.
And it brings different people involved because, you know, there's always a smart guy, somebody who has interesting facts that don't mean anything to anybody except in a contest like this. Mm-hmm. And then there's somebody who can kind of creatively draw or they have some sort of symbiosis with the people. They draw a line and everybody can guess what they are, but it's all kind of part of the team. Who makes up these teams? Where do these teams come from?
Yeah, they're really from the community. You know, we have our community collaboratives that are involved in this. So we power 10 community collaborators in the community. So we have several involved. The overall winner last year was actually our Ready, Set, Go community collaborative with the Queen Bees. So they won our $1,000 cash prize. But we also get a lot of, you know, community members. We get folks that just, you know, see it in the paper or hear it on the radio, things like that. And they want to put a four-person team together. A lot of our corporate partners and sponsors will get together and put some colleagues on their team. So it's really the full gamut. We have folks that are involved in our work at United Way that want to put a fun team together. We have lay population folks, school system people that go together and do a group. It's really just a fun night out. And it's a really great way to have your colleagues come together, play in this really fun competition. So yeah, we get all walks of life that come to this event.
Now that's the night of the 19th, again, over at Lorain County Community College. You've got that, but there are sort of preliminary rounds going on.
There is.
And talk a little bit about getting that. So you're still looking for teams to participate?
We are, yes. So we currently have our preliminaries, which is scheduled via Zoom. So that is one of the stipulations. If you want to register a team, you'd have to do a one-time Zoom call with only your team on the call. So we tally actually every individual score that you get. The four top teams in each of those categories, so the spelling, history, STEM, and art, will advance to the semifinal and final competition, and that is held in person on April 19th.
So those individual teams sort of compete for, as you say, preliminary rounds, but their scores are going up against it, but at that time, it's just that one team competing.
Okay. Correct. Right now, we have about 18 teams that are currently registered, and so only four will advance in each category. So all to say, you could advance on your team in two different categories, or all four categories, or none. You're still welcome to come to the event. Your registration involves the drink ticket and the buffet dinner at the event too. And there's still a lot of prizes and live things happening at the event itself. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It is $200 to register your team, which is $50 a person, very reasonable. It includes your event ticket. So whether you advance or not, you're still welcome to come out and join us, root on the teams that are competing and compete in the raffle prizes. But you can also go online. All of the preliminary rounds are going to be scheduled from March 24th through April 7th. So it's a few weeks before the actual live in-person event. So yeah, you can reach out to us at United Way anytime. We'd be happy to give more details. But you're right. There is a virtual preliminary round that is scheduled with your team. And then the final and semifinals are in person.
All right. Again, uwlorainecounty.com. org is a good place to go to get a lot of different information as well. You'll see all the links for the Night at the Bee. Again, it's over at Lorain County Community College coming up on Friday, April 19th. And again, there's spelling, which I get to be part of as well, for that's a fun event. There's the History Bee. There's also the STEM Bee, Art Bee, as well with the kind of Pictionary theme. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great event. It's kind of grown over years. And fun part I always like is the team names and the sort of the costumes, I guess. It's not necessary, but everybody has their own way of expressing their team.
Yeah.
It makes for a fun
event. And it's not a foo-foo event. This isn't like a gala. It's not a high-end event. This is a fun time out with friends. The first drink is on United Way. We have a drink ticket that you can get when you register. We have a silent auction. We have raffle prizes. We have a honeypot 50-50 raffle. It's a really it's a fun, lighthearted event. All of the proceeds are going to our education initiatives that we have throughout the county. So helping our preschoolers in the school systems and also with our middle school success program. So it's all for a good cause, whether you make it on or not. We welcome folks to come out and just root on the teams.
Talking this morning with Colleen Waltz from United Way of Greater Lorain County. Let's talk about the tax prep. We are kind of in that season. It's almost coming to them. Well, I guess you'll be done with your taxes by the time the bee comes around.
We'll be fresh out of it.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now with tax prep. Talk about that and how you're helping the keep money in the county and in the pockets of those individuals.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. So that's exactly what the program is. So we offer free tax preparation services to folks that make less than $60,000 household income a year. To be candid with you, a lot of the folks that take advantage of the program that we offer make around $25,000 a year. So as you can imagine, for families living on that type of income, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they could really use the hard-earned dollars that they have in refunds and available credits to keep in their pockets. So, you know, we are not competing with any of our paid preparers in the community. This is really for folks that have simple returns. There are several things that are out of scope of this program for us that, you know, we are able to triage and make sure we can, you know, help the folks that could really use it. We complete probably around 1,800 tax returns every year. And like you said, we are right on par to do that again this year. We're about halfway through the season right now. So if anyone, if this message resonates with them, they can pick up the phone and call 211. That is going to be our scheduling service. These appointments do fill up rather quickly. So I would encourage folks that are listening to this that do need to get their state and federal taxes completed, please call 211 as soon as you can to get an available appointment. We do them at different locations throughout the county. So not only at our United Way offices in downtown Lorain, we're also at Elyria Public Library. We've done some things with Oberlin Community Services, so pop-ups at different areas throughout the county, and 211 is going to give you all the available information for locations to do that.
Right, and you got a solid group of tax preparers,
mm-hmm,
right, that
we
got
sure
went
do.
Through the training and are a part of this to help out.
Yeah, it's all IRS certified, so a lot of United Ways nationwide do take part of this program, so it's not necessarily just us, but it's absolutely IRS trained, certified, volunteer-based program. So these are folks that are giving their time to go through that rigorous training to be able to make sure that they are giving you all of the deductions, credits, all the available tax information that we have at our fingertips. So,
Again, UWLorainCounty.org, good place to get information on there. Follow them on Facebook as well. You mentioned 211. Let's just touch briefly on that and the importance of that as a number, as a site, mm-hmm, what that really can do for people in the community.
Yeah, 211, I feel like, is probably the most underutilized program I feel like we power at United Way. And, you know, what it is, it's a free community-based resource. It's an information and referral hotline number available 24 hours a day. So we've all heard of the number 911. Obviously, you call that for crime intervention, medical attention, support services. 211 is our human and health service hotline. So these are folks that, you know, need help with affordable housing. They need help with utility assistance, transportation, any sort of human and health service issue, you're going to want to call 211. There are live representatives that sit on those phone lines 24 hours a day that can listen, validate your journey, and get you connected to available resources in your time of need. So I always tell people, if you don't know who to turn to or you don't know where to go to get help, you're going to want to pick up the phone and call 211 because they have all of the resources available in our community and nationwide and are at their fingertips. So it's one of those services that, again, so many people don't know about it, and it's available. The other really cool thing about 211 is not only can you pick up the phone and call, but we have a text service now. So if you have students that are in the school systems that need support, or you're maybe, sadly, we have a lot of folks that are in domestic violence situations that physically can't speak to a representative on the phone, but they still need to get resources and services, they can text with our call center representatives now. How you would get connected to that is by texting your zip code to 898211, and that helps our call center representatives triangulate the nearest service to you in a time of need. And so, yeah, you can call, you can text, you can also go online because we have a free database on our website. So if you go to the Get Help tab on our UW-Lorain County website, you can have all of those database information services available to you too.
Look, I remember when 2-1-1 was a notebook that they would send out. It was almost like a binder that some organizations would have. It was kind of like the beginning of that sort of thing, a sort of a location. So you obviously, technology allows you to change the way you do it, and then it allows you to reach those people who use that technology. More people probably would rather text than maybe make a phone call.
Absolutely.
So just being able to get out there and reach the people, and that's the key, what you have to do, right?
Absolutely it. You don't have to struggle in silence. We know that the needs are just so multifaceted in this community. People need help. They need support. Food costs are rising. Housing is a huge epidemic, not only in our community, but nationwide. You know, job resources, transportation, childcare, employment services, all of it. You know, it's just so compacted. And the really cool thing about 2-1-1 is not only is it just one need, it's a multifaceted need. So in one simple phone call, one simple text, chat, you can get all your services and needs met in that simple conversation. And it also is bilingual, too. So if English is not your primary spoken language, you can certainly pick up the phone and call. We contract with the Spanish-speaking agency that'll be able to help folks that, you know, don't necessarily speak English.
That's great, because then they can really understand the heart of the matter, so to speak, and they can get the information. It's good to know the compassionate people that are at the other end of that line to help out. Again, United Way Lorain County has lots of things going on, including the big Night at the Bee coming up on Friday, April 19th. You can again find out more about all the things we've talked about today, uwlorainecounty.org, with a lot of great information. Colleen Waltz with United Way, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you.
Joined this morning by Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Lots going on always with the organization that kind of, I don't say work behind the scenes, but there's sometimes a support for other great things that are taking place in the county. And Laura, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess we could start out with the your boss, Cindy Andrews, is now the honorary chairperson for Harvest for Hunger this year, right?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Bruce. We are super excited. Second Harvest is such a great organization, and their Harvest for Hunger campaign is such a tremendous need in the community for those fundraising efforts. This year, they're trying to provide over 3.5 million meals as their 2024 goal for Harvest for Hunger. And our president and CEO, Cindy Andrews, was chosen as this year's honorary chairperson for the Harvest for Hunger campaign. So we're super excited to have her as part of this. It's such a great cause. And as you know, our mission is connecting people who care with causes that matter. So this is a great opportunity to be able to, you know, help live that mantra and to be able to support this great organization and this overwhelming need in our community to try and get those 3.5 million meals as that goal for Harvest to Hunger. Harvest for Hunger.
Yep, and we can put the note out, of course. You can always at the local supermarkets donate that way as well. And they're magically able to turn your dollars into multiple meals for a lot of folks here in the county. So we know they do a great job.
It's a great thing to see how they can work that economy of scale, as they say, to be able to make sure that they're maximizing the most impact. And I think that's one of the things that makes them such a hallmark organization here in Lorain County for the work that they do.
Let's talk about some of the things going on with the Community Foundation. Again, peoplewhocare.org is a good place to go to get a lot of great information, or you can follow them on their different social media platforms. But you have your registration coming up soon, ending for an event happening in September. Okay, tell me, we got September, that's the Connect to a Cause, but you need to get things lined up real soon, right?
Right. So this is the window we're in right now for our nonprofit participants. So Connect to a Cause is known as our Lorain County Giving Day. So many of the listeners may be familiar within after Thanksgiving, there's usually a national giving campaign that happens about giving back to your local community. We do ours in Lorain County in September. It's September 19th. In years past, we have had close to 100 nonprofits that have participated in that giving day. So donors can come to the Community Foundation website and they can one-stop shop or one-stop donate for those nonprofit organizations and, you know, make gifts to support the causes that matter most to them. So this period right now in March is where we're looking for those nonprofits to raise their hand and say that they want to participate as some of those organizations that will be the recipients of those funds during Connect to a Cause. So if you are on a board of an organization, if you work for an organization, if you've participated in Connect to a Cause in the past, or you're just curious about Connect to a Cause and what your organization can do to participate, we do need to hear from those organizations by the end of the month. So they can reach out to me directly or reach out to my counterpart, Britt Lovett, at 440-984-7390 to discuss how their organization can be one of the many nonprofits that will be the recipients of those Connect to a Cause dollars on September 19th.
Talking today with Laura Malone with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. You mentioned the end of the month, but sort of the beginning of next, April 1st, let's put it as that, is a deadline now, I guess, for getting your scholarship applications due, right? This is that one place where you can put a scholarship application in, and there's all these other ones that are you could become eligible for?
Right, yes. So this is a little bit delayed. For anybody that, you know, is surrounded by college-age students or those that are in high school, you may be aware that the government reworked a little bit of the FAFSA application that is part of the financial aid funding for scholarships. So that created some delays in our process. Normally, that scholarship window would have closed March 1st, but because of those FAFSA issues that have happened, we have extended that to April 1st. And the Community Foundation has about 60 different scholarships at the Community Foundation. That is under what we refer to as a universal application. So the beautiful part about that universal application is that students can go onto our website, peoplewhocare.org. They can go and they can see a list of the scholarships available, and then they can go into the universal application, fill out that one application, and basically any of the potential scholarships that they may be a fit for, their name will go into those buckets. So I like to use the analogy of we have the 60 scholarships. If you picture each of those scholarships being its own bucket, and I, Laura Malone, fill out the universal application, any of those scholarships where I may meet that criteria, my name will go into that bucket. And then our community of scholarship evaluators, which are volunteers, will evaluate those scholarships later on in April, and we'll make that decision-making process in May to let those students know what scholarships they've awarded. But, you know, while a lot of students struggle with the idea of this is a lot of time and effort and I don't want to do this for a $500 scholarship, oftentimes in this measure with this universal application, it could be a lot more than just one $500 scholarship. So it's a great opportunity for those that are going off to college. We also have a number of non-traditional scholarships. So for those that are in college, are looking for funding help for their second, third, and fourth years, for those that might be looking at trade schools, might be looking at auto mechanics or drywalling or some other type of trade, there's also scholarship funding available for those opportunities as well. Those that might be looking at retooling, you know, their career path, leaving one career path, transitioning to a new one, there might even be some opportunities there also. So it's a great opportunity to fill out that application and just see what kind of money you can get from Community Foundation.
And you hate to think that there would be a scholarship out there that's sitting all alone. Nobody either knows about it or doesn't apply for it. This is an opportunity to sort of get their names in the pool of people then.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a great way to just make it easy for those you know, graduating seniors that have a million and one things going on to just be able to do this once and not have to think about it again until they wait to hear those results.
Let's talk a little bit about the Education and Youth Development Community Grant Cycle. Talk about the grant cycle. How does that work, and what's the one that's coming up as a deadline?
Yeah, so most of what we're known for is as being a grant maker. If you think about Community Foundation, you know, we are made up of over 750 different funds. While all of those funds have been created by donors, the purpose of those funds is to make grants out in the community. So we have three different grant cycles. We have our Health and Human Services cycle, our Education and Youth cycle, and then our Arts and Culture and Strengthening Lorain County cycle. We are in that opportunity and application window for that Education and Youth development cycle that is from March 1st till April 1st. April 1st is going to be a very busy day for us. Mm-hmm. And that is for any nonprofits that are working within that space of education and youth development. They can apply on our website, peoplewhocare.org, for help with funding for some of the initiatives that they have going on. So this could be, you know, if you're working on any type of youth programs, if you're working on any type of a lot of the schools are looking at different things related to social emotional learning and helping to still work through some of the mental health issues that were triggered by the pandemic. This is a great opportunity for those nonprofits working in that space to be able to apply for grant funding from the Community Foundation. So that is available on our website, peoplewhocare.org, under the Grants tab that is under Apply. So both grants and scholarships you can find under the Apply tab on our website. And that is an application that they will fill out and complete. And then we will start evaluating those grantees and award those grants over the summer, in I believe the first week of July.
Lots going on with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Anything else you want to bring up? I'm looking at your Facebook page. I see all these different leadership things that are taking place with youth that they're different places, so there's a lot of stuff going on. You have different types of neighbor nights, I know, in the past, so lots of things happening, right?
Yeah, we you know, our neighbor nights are still going extremely well and are extremely popular. We have those happening primarily in Elyria and Lorain, but they're open to anybody in the communities. They're great grassroots discussions. It's not led by the Community Foundation. We're simply just a host space for it. It's really led by members in the community that raise questions among their peers about things that they want to see different or what are some of the stumbling blocks that they're facing that may be keeping their communities from thriving. So it's a great opportunity to participate in any of those. Those are all available on our website, peoplewhocare.org. I know this is airing Sunday morning, but Sunday afternoon we do have our Youth Summit, and that is going to be at the Lorain County Community College from 2 to 4:30. It is geared towards students that are in high school, 8th grade through 12th grade. They're going to have some great activities going on. Registration is walk-in available. So if there is somebody that's hearing about this Sunday morning and they are intrigued and want to participate Sunday afternoon, they're more than welcome to join us for that Youth Summit as well. It's a great opportunity for all the youth in our community to get together, and that has been spearheaded by our youth fund here at the Community Foundation, which is made up of delegates from all of the Lorain County school districts. So we're thrilled to have them as part of our affiliate fabric of the Community Foundation and the work that they're doing to really, at that age group and demographic, connect people who care with causes that matter.
PeopleWhoCare.org is the website to go to get all the great information we've talked about today. You can also, again, follow them on their different social platforms. Our guest this morning, Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Thanks for listening to North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. You can find out more of the shows in case you missed anything. You can go to WEOL.com, look under On Air, and find the tab for North Coast Conversation.